Hey, World Conquerors, Anicia Blue here, and I encourage the broken to breathe. And tonight we're going to be discussing why we pray. I have a segment that I hope you have heard, and if not, I would love for you to go back and listen to, called Let Us Pray. And that was given to me by the Holy Spirit, and I'm so thankful that He gave it to me, and so grateful, because I was just praying, and it's, you know, nothing wrong with that, but the Holy Spirit told me when I come to do the prayers, you know what, I want you to do it with a focus. You know, you have that 5 minutes, and I want you to take that and pray. So if we're praying, we're praying about meekness. If we're praying about love, you know, bring up those scriptures. So tonight I just wanted to discuss some of the reasons why we pray and the importance of it. And so we pray to give honor and thanks, you know, to exalt our God, to give adoration. We should be praying out of love and communication. Communication should be the number one key, but communication also means that we must listen. I honestly believe that the enemy has always tried to confuse us, try to water down the need for prayer, the need for sanctification, the need for holiness, right? Because he understands that if we lack communication with God, then he has a way in. He has a way to open up a door, right? We begin to question God and God's motive, or better yet, we ignore God's directives for our lives, because now we have no real communion with him when our prayer life is not in order, when our prayer life is not every minute, every day. And that does not mean that you begin to walk around and, you know, you're on your job and you be like, oh, I gotta go pray. No, you pray and you do and you pray, right? And so Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 7 tells us, be silent in the presence of the Lord God. And I just took this verse because when I read it and I was just thinking about, okay, God, you know, talk to me. What, you know, how do we really get across? How do I really get across that, you know what, this is what is needed? And sometimes if you begin to do this and you're not used to doing it, right, then guess what? It begins to feel awkward. It begins to feel uncomfortable. But if we be silent in the presence of the Lord God, he will speak to us, okay? And according to Romans chapter 8, verse 37, it says, know in all these things that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And for I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Don't you want to commune with a God who loves you this much, with an all-knowing God, right? We need to pray because we need to ask for wisdom, right? We have needs. And who else will these needs be met by if we don't go to the Creator? Right? We begin to commune with the world. We begin to commune with false doctrine. Satan, you know, he takes a place in that. Please excuse my loud neighbor with this car. I promise you, I pray for him every day because it is ridiculous. Okay? But let's move forward. And either way, you know, we have to know what is the next move. What is God saying to us, right? What is the direction? And we pray it as God for transformation. We know that we cannot transform ourselves into holiness, right? We cannot transform ourselves to be like Christ. But it gets done when we begin to communicate with God and allow him to speak to us in our hearts and our dreams and his word. His word is where we can hear him. And I believe it's best that when we begin to pray out loud, we should not be afraid. You know, I clap, I move. Sometimes I'm driven by tears and sobbing. And it's not always because I'm sad. It's just because I'm so grateful to God, our Father. You know, Psalm 91:1 tells us that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty.